Hey there, and welcome to another episode of the English with Spirit podcast. Today, I'm going to share with you some food phrasal verbs and expressions that I think you will like. So, without further ado, let's start with today's episode. The first informal expression is to go Dutch, and this means to agree to share the cost of something, especially a meal. For example, you could say to a friend, "Let's go to the pizzeria and grab a bite. I would love to invite since it's your birthday, but I'm broke." And your friend could say, "Oh, no biggie, let's go Dutch." This means that each of them pays for their own meal. The next informal expression is "I'm full." And this simply means that you are satisfied. You don't feel hungry any longer and you don't want more food. For example, the host could ask you, "Would you like seconds?" And if you are satisfied, you could say, "Thanks, but I'm full." Similarly, you could say "I'm stuffed." This also means that you're full, but it's a more informal way. I would even say it's considered slang. But it also means that you have eaten enough or too much and you are satisfied. For example, the host could ask you, "Would you like more food?" "No more for me, thanks. I'm stuffed." The next informal expression, which is actually a verb, is to nibble. And this means to eat something by taking a lot of small bites and in a gentle way. For example, the rabbit nibbled at his carrot. She nibbled on peanuts while waiting for her dinner to cook. And the last example, the little girl nibbled on her cookie. The next verb is to sip. And as a verb, it means to drink, taking only a very small amount at a time. For example, someone could say to you, "The tea is very hot, so sip it carefully." This means drink only very small amounts at a time. But sip is also a noun and it also refers to a very small amount of a drink that you take into your mouth. For example, he took a slow, thoughtful sip of his coffee. The next verb is to burp. And this means to allow air from the stomach to come out through the mouth in a noisy way. It's not something pleasant. I think it's disgusting. And here are some examples. Soda pop usually makes you want to burp because of the carbonated water. The baby burped after drinking milk. The next informal expression is to grab a bite. And to grab a bite basically means to get something to eat. For example, you could ask a friend, "Let's grab a bite to eat tomorrow and catch up." The next informal expression, which is actually a noun, is leftover, and this refers to food remaining after a meal. For example, a little kid could ask to her mother, "What will we eat today?" And the mother could say, "Just leftovers." In the last example, this recipe can serve four easily, and the leftovers are just as good eaten cold. Now, I'm going to go over some phrasal verbs that are related to food. The first of all is to warm up or to heat up. They both mean to reheat previously cooked food. For example, "Can you warm up the soup from yesterday?" "I will heat up the pizza because it's cold." The next informal phrasal verb is to whip up, and this means to make food or a meal very quickly and easily. For example, "Before we go to the park, I can whip up some lunch. I'm usually short of time in the mornings, so I just whip up some breakfast and eat it on my way to work. The next informal phrasal verb is to pick at your food, and this means to eat only a small amount of your food, showing no interest or enjoyment while you eat it. Maybe because you're not hungry or you're sad, I don't know. For example, "She was so sad after hearing the news that she just picked at her food. My son picked at his vegetables, unwilling to eat them." The next phrasal verb is to pick out, and this means to eat a lot of something. For example, "He picked out at the party yesterday. He ate 5 pizzas. We picked out on all the delicious cakes and pastries." The next informal phrasal verb is to cut down on something, and this means to eat or drink less of a particular thing, usually in order to improve your health. For example, "You need to cut down on the amount of salt you add to your food to reduce your blood pressure." "I need to cut down on alcohol because I always have hangovers the night after drinking too much." The next phrasal verb is to cut out. And although it has many meanings, related to food, it means to stop eating certain foods. For example, "He had to cut out on sugar because he was diabetic." "He had to cut out alcohol cold turkey to recover from his addiction." The next phrasal verb is to eat out, and this simply means to eat in a restaurant. For example, "When we were in vacation, we used to eat out all the time. I don't feel like cooking today, so I will just eat out. The next phrasal verb is to use up all of something, and this means to use all of the stock or supply of something. In other words, to finish the supply of something. For example, I used up all my shampoo, so I need to buy another one. Please don't use up all the milk for the dessert because we need some for breakfast. We used up all of our savings. And the last phrasal verb is to snack on, and this means to eat a snack between meals. For example, between meals, I usually snack on a fruit or yogurt. It's really good to snack on foods every 3 hours to keep your metabolism up and running, and if something is up and running, it is operating normally or working normally. Moving on, now I'm gonna share with you some idioms or informal expressions about food. The first idiom is, your eyes are bigger than your stomach, and this means that you want more food than you can really eat. In other words, to take more food that you're actually capable of eating. Let's say that you go to a restaurant and you're starving. First, you order an appetizer. You end up ordering 3 main dishes, and when the food comes, you start already feeling satisfied. And you could say, I guess my eyes were bigger than my stomach. Look at all the food that is left. I'm gonna ask for a doggy pack. The last example, let's say that it's your birthday and you cut yourself a big piece of cake. After you start eating and feeling full, you could say, I can't finish this piece of cake. I'm afraid my eyes were bigger than my stomach. The next informal expression is to ask for seconds, and seconds refers to the second extra food after you finish your first one. For example, I see that you are done with your meal, would you like seconds? Or if you made a lasagna and after everyone starts to finish their plates, you could ask, would anybody like seconds? And the last example, I'm still hungry, I'm gonna ask for seconds. The next informal expression is, I'm famished or I'm starving. And this is really sarcastic, but it just means that you're really, really hungry. For example, I'm starving, I can't wait for the food to come. And another similar expression is, I'm so hungry that I could eat a horse. And this simply means that you're really, really, but really hungry. For example, at what time will dinner be served? I could eat a horse. Next we have the Clean Plate Club, and this is used with children to encourage them to eat all of their food. For example, a mother could say to his child if he ate all of his food, well done boy, you're now in the Clean Plate Club. Moving on, the next idiom is fit for the king. And if you describe a food or meal that is fit for a king, you mean that it is excellent, fancy or great, that you could serve it to a king or someone very important. You could say, for example, thanks so much for inviting us for dinner. The meal was fit for a king. And fit for a king not only is about food or a meal, but also about something that is really nice or luxurious that could be worthy of someone with high standards, such as a king. For example, wow, this hotel is fit for a king. But be careful, because fit for a king can also be used sarcastically. For example, let's say that you go over to your friend's house and he just gives you a soda and a pack of potato chips for dinner. You could say, wow, this food is really fit for a king. This is used sarcastically, obviously. The next informal expression is to eat like a bird. And this means to barely eat something because you're really full, or just eat a very small amount of something, of food. Let's say that a friend of yours eats half of their plate and they say, oh, I am so full. And you could say, wow, you eat like a bird. Or a mom could say to the person that is serving the plates, don't serve so much food for my little daughter. She eats like a bird. This means she eats very, very little. And on the other hand, if you eat like a pig, you eat a lot of food, especially in a messy manner. For example, I ate like a pig last night. I was starving. Kim is staying for dinner and she eats like a pig, so you better make some extra food. The next informal expression, which is actually a phrasal verb, is to eat up, and this means to eat all the food that you have been given. For example, be a good boy and eat up all your vegetables. It can also mean when something consumes a lot of energy. For example, you can have a game that eats up all your phone battery, or children can eat up the patience of their parents. Moving on, the next phrasal verb is to dig in, and this means to start eating eagerly. For example, the host could say to their guest, "Okay, everyone, you can dig in," or a mother could say to her kids, "Dig in, kids, or the food will get cold." Dig in can also mean to start or begin something. For example, if you're really excited about starting a new book, you could say, "I'm gonna dig in this book today." The next informal expression is all-you-can-eat restaurant, and this is a kind of buffet that provides as much food as you want for a small price. You pay a fixed price no matter how much you eat or how little you eat. For example, you could say, "Let's go and eat on an all-you-can-eat buffet." I wonder how all-you-can-eat restaurants make money. And lastly, I'm going to share with you some alternatives to the adjective delicious. The first of all is mouth-watering. And mouth-watering food looks as if it will taste good. For example, "Wow, those desserts look mouth-watering." The next alternative to delicious is appetizing. For example, "Your dessert looks appetizing. I should have ordered the same." You can also say something is yummy. For example, "This cake is yummy." Or you can say that something is tasty. For example, "This dish is tasty." You can also say flavorful. For example, "What a flavorful dish." And lastly, you could say cooked to perfection. And we use this expression to describe delicious cooked meals. For example, you could ask your friend, "How's your steak?" And he could say to you, "It's cooked to perfection." And that's everything that I have for today. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye!